At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce situationship is already causing fallout.
Oh. And parenthood is getting grimy for Elon Musk.
Plus, Diddy Hunt is predicting Ralph's first next billionaire. So what you got, Jesse?
Okay, y'all, so last night was a rough one for someone in the Spears family, but for once, it wasn't Britney. Talking about her sister, Jamie Lynn, who was only the second person eliminated this season from this season's Dancing with the Stars. Oh. It was Latin night, which might have clashed with her caucasity, but there were four couples that scored lower than Jamie Lynn and her partner, Alan. But when viewer votes were added in, they sent her home, child. And the Britney army is claiming the victory. I know that's right. They were gunning for Jamie Lynn to be eliminated because she talked too much about Brit in her book, among other things.
See, that's the messed up part about these reality shows that are, like, competition-based. Like, if you did well, you should be able to proceed. Like, that's a personal vendetta that a fandom has against the person that caused it to be eliminated.
Child,
that's
the internet has no chill, and the fans have no chill either.
Yo, did you know this? I was just reading, one of the producers was sending this prep, I was going over it. Jamie Lynn tried to name her book I Must Confess, which is the line from Britney's first big hit, Hit Me Baby One More Time. And then then Britney, I guess her part of the estate, it was able to get Jamie Lynn to change the name of the memoir to Things I Should Have Said.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Something like that, yeah. Well, you know, anyway.
No one cares, Jamie Lynn.
Exactly. Oh, Jamie.
And Britney's fans was not having it, so. Yo, good luck to you, though.
Britt will slice you up these days. Look out.
Jamie gonna be the next one at home dancing with the knives.
Oh, no.
Trying to get down on something.
Lord.
All right, they haven't really confirmed anything, but Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce definitely have something going on. And Travis's ex, Kayla Nicole, seems to be a little butthurt, but it's not what you think. At Sunday's game and throughout the weekend, Taylor partied it up with Brittany Mahomes, a wife of Travis's teammate Patrick Mahomes. Well, Kayla, who dated Travis for 5 years and was close with Brittany and Patrick and even went on Brittany's Bachelorette weekend. So Kayla must have felt a little betrayed because she unfollowed both of them on Instagram.
I'm sure they are losing so much sleep.
Yeah.
But I don't understand this unfollowing stuff because I don't even know how to follow. So how the hell people unfollow?
Yeah, where it says following, you just click that, then it'll magically say follow.
Exactly.
Right
but
after
this
that.
Is so childish to me. Oh, I don't like you no more. I'm going to unfollow you. Who cares?
That's today's world,
it's
Gary.
The new metrics in which you rock with somebody or not. Like, you want to know somebody really, truly broke up? See if they still following each other.
Okay, that's the big one. I like to do, my whole thing is like, when I don't want to do the full unfollow, I'll hit the thing, you can tap it and just mute them. So you're still following them, but you're not.
Or you can restrict them.
Yeah, or you're not seeing the
you
stuff.
You can mute or restrict. There's different things.
Really? Yeah, I restricted Gary. I don't see any of his stuff.
But see, he don't know, because it didn't come up in the unfollow.
I never even knew you were following him.
He don't even know who followed him and who's
like being on IG punishment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You still got access, but you can't do everything.
If you were with someone for years and you were with their friends hanging out for years, would you unfollow them because like now you're not together? You probably don't want to see all that.
Kinda. You should probably break all ties.
I don't know.
Yeah. Especially if it's like bad blood. Yeah, you should. It's not cool to do.
5 years is a good amount of time, though. Like, you know your ex's friends. You're friends with them after 5 years.
You met them through them.
Exactly.
Why are you still friends with them?
Like, for me,
that's gonna make
when
your ex...
I break up with somebody, my friends are not... Yeah,
break
we're
up.
All breaking up with
really?
You. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
But see, that's
my
tough.
My friends are not your friends
We can
more.
Be cordial if I see you in the street.
Yeah,
it's like,
hey, hi. Right.
But don't call me.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna hang out.
You can't even take a like on a photo?
No.
But so imagine if, like, you know somebody who dates a lot of people and you meet people through the person that they date, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get these new friends through the relationship that they have and then they break up with this person. Now you gotta unfollow these people. Then they meet somebody else and introduce you to new people that you gotta unfollow people.
That's
it's like, yo, get stable.
That is crazy to me. That's just like you being married to my sister and y'all divorced. So that means I gotta stop talking to you because y'all divorced?
Yes.
That's messed up.
Yes.
We still got my old ex-sister-in-law's pictures up at home.
What? No. Absolutely.
That's
not
the problem. No. I couldn't. No. They would have to come down every time I walked in. It would have to be a secret. Yeah, I couldn't know.
That's my friends and family
petty.
Know that. I break up with you, we all broke up.
Yeah,
we're done.
Right.
Period.
See, that's why you need digital photo frames so you can like select like the rotation in which the pictures show up. You know what I'm saying? Time it on.
Amazon Prime.
Well, y'all, it looks like Grimes is going full baby mama on Elon Musk because she is suing Elon over parental rights for their three children, X, Y, and Tau.
What?
Yeah, X, Y, and Tau.
Okay, all right.
So here's the deal. The request will have the court identify the legal parents of the child when they are unmarried. Mm. And Grimes is making this a thing because Elon is keeping their son away from her. She even went to the X platform with a quick post and delete, begging Elon for the opportunity to see their son.
What?
Now, the docket for the case is sealed, but word is Elon hasn't responded to Grimes at all, y'all. It sounds messy to me.
What?
I wonder if he has her on mute.
Definitely.
Can you mute on Twitter? I mean, X?
I think you gotta pay for it now.
Like, you gotta pay for the check.
Yo, man.
That is crazy.
Walking out on that check.
Right.
It's amazing. I'm not a parent, but how could people do that with kids?
Yeah.
Why do I ain't let you see him?
What?
They use them as pawns.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Didn't she carry the child?
She had a surrogate for two of the kids.
But they have three, right? They have X, Y, and Tau. So
Elon got like 29 kids.
He's the white Nick Cannon. We just don't talk about it enough.
Because he's white.
Right.
It's okay for him.
Yeah. How much money do you think he's going to get in child support if he gets custody?
Yo, those three kids, we talk about child support a lot on here, and he's got $26 billion.
That's all?
He's the richest man on the planet.
Is he?
Yeah.
So I thought Trump was.
No.
He like imaginary rich.
Right. Oh, okay. The bankruptcy
He
king.
Got that Monopoly money.
Well, since we talk about billionaires, let's get into who Diddy thinks got next when it comes to joining the richest in the world club. Now, okay. In a recent interview, Diddy said that he believes Travis Scott and City Girl Young Miami are the future billionaires of the world. Here's what he said.
Oh.
You know, I could relate to how he's diversifying his portfolio and really understanding how to take it to the next level. I mean, I also think Young Miami from the City Girls, you know, she reminds me of Oprah with the endless possibilities. And she has, you know, how far she's come with her clothing line, television shows, performances, live podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Take that.
You can pass those Tom Fords to the left, to the left.
Okay. Oh, those are yours.
Whose are
they? Now he took them out your closet.
They mine. I found them in Lost and Found here.
I mean, I definitely understand Travis. I think with Young Miami, I don't really understand the setup there because Diddy himself is not technically a billionaire anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy how it ebbs and flows.
I just think that means he sees the potential.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And plus, he loves Young Miami. We all know that. So he's rooting for her.
Because they're going back and forth.
They love each other.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
They thugging it out.
So I think he's going to root for her and support her regardless.
And call her a young billionaire. And as long as I've been doing damn this, honey, I mean, I got school.
Do you have you a Diddy to call you?
Right. Who's your Diddy?
Somebody has to support you.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
Ring him up, like Gary. Hit him with the resume, though. Where does it go?
I've been to broadcast school. I've been to nursing school, honey. I've been to elementary school.
They make love to each other.
They do?
So they support each other.
Well, I'll wait for you to find me a damn kid. You keep telling me you're going to get some.
You need a hot scandal in your life.
Cassie
then, huh? Cassie was all that. She ain't the next billionaire.
She had like one song.
No, if you seen Cassie perform, I don't know if y'all seen that BET thing one time Cassie performed. No, it was very dry.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Very.
Never mind. I'm sorry.
She was just like, you've been waiting so long, I'm here to answer.
Well, that's how she's gonna become a billionaire, huh? She's solid.
Yeah, I guess so.
Coming up, honey, Kim Kardashian better learn how to move it when it comes to head fashionista in charge, honey. Miss Anna Wintour will explain after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
Baby, honey, if it's one thing, honey, I hate, baby.
What?
And it's people being late. Oh.
Right.
And, baby, my good Julie and bald head honcho, Miss Anna Wintour, honey, can also relate. Because allegedly, y'all, Miss Victoria Beckham, honey, held up, honey, her show for Kim Kardashian, who was running behind. Well, footage, honey, of Kim's late arrival has surfaced, honey, and baby, it appears, y'all, that Miss Anna snubbed Kim by not acknowledging her when she arrived. Take a look.
Ooh. Mm. Miss Anna Wintour.
Not impressed. Not impressed at all.
Ooh, didn't even look her way.
Period.
Who did she sit next to? Who's the guy?
Was that David Beckham? It kind of looked like him.
Mm-mm. That looked like Taylor Swift's guy, I thought. Oh, that's David Beckham.
That's David Beckham.
Yeah, but Anna moved her seat, Josh. Yeah,
Anna had enough of it.
So So, honey, baby, FYI, y'all, onlookers, baby, I speculated, honey, and Kim out of some words, y'all. She said, quote, "I feel so bad." Right, you should, honey. Because, baby, you should not go late, honey, to Miss Wintour's show.
Be on time.
Yeah, you shouldn't be late to any.
You're sitting front row. That's front. Rude.
You shouldn't
that's
be rude. Late to any fashion show. Those start on time, and they're only 2 seconds long.
Literally.
Exactly.
And so now you're walking while everyone else is trying to do the catwalk. That's rude.
You haven't been with enough black dudes to operate on CP time.
Okay. Especially at Anna Wintour function. No.
Yes, ma'am. Anna probably said you big ass cow walking in here all
late. Oh, my
honey.
Lord. Oh,
wow. Dang.
Her people was probably calling like, Kim's almost there.
Yeah. Mm.
She's in traffic.
But that's also something that we do. Like, hey, how far are you? I'm about right around the corner.
Yeah. The whole time you in the bathroom putting on your lashes. Yeah, girl, I'm down the street.
Man, I'm looking for parking, man. Parking crazy today, man. I don't know what's going on.
All right, y'all, moving on. Michael Jackson's only daughter, Paris Jackson, shares her late father's passion and love for music. Now, if anyone thinks money is her motivation, think again. Paris is not in it for the money because she doesn't need it, y'all. And here's why. She receives an $8 million yearly allowance thanks to her dad. Wow. My goodness, that's a nice allowance. That's nice.
That's real nice.
Paris claims she's more concerned about feeling proud of a track rather than the amount of sales she gets.
Like, when you have money, you can really focus on the art and, like, you know, not necessarily doing things for the public acceptance of it all, yo. Like,
absolutely. Yeah, yeah, what she's saying is not out of line for someone in her position.
Of course, yeah. Wow. I'm pretty sure he passed down his genes to her and that she has the singing talent that
his literal
her
genes.
Father, yeah.
Her genes, his genes.
Yeah.
We are not doing that. We're not doing that.
Yes,
oh,
yeah,
my God.
Why are y'all so worried about that? That's his daughter.
He passed out his Billie
Jean. Before he died, we knew that was his daughter. Right? He ain't say nothing back
to him. Also, walking around with your daddy had to get on stage and perform every damn night to sing. And you, how about you can't sing? You ain't got to sing.
Right.
No,
right.
She's not saying she doesn't have to sing. She doesn't care about making things for the masses. She wants to put out things she's proud of.
Also, right. Prince and Paris. You know what you've never heard about Prince and Paris? Negative tabloid stories.
That's true.
Clearly, they were raised correctly.
Yeah, they were.
So let's just say,
except the balcony moment.
$8 million a year. Y'all wouldn't see me. Y'all went the balcony moment. Okay. That was a bad.
Right.
Everyone knows that was bad. Yeah. But if I got an $8 million, if I got $8 million bucks a year to, just because of kind of who I was,
You
would never see me again.
No, dead ass.
Also, just Gary, if you had $8 million a year just coming to you no matter what you did, would you still show up at Dish?
I sure damn would, just to bake your ass.
So you can flex on us, Gary? Yeah.
Shut up what you said, Tammy. Move on.
Wow.
Well, up next, Idris Elba talks therapy?
Ooh, honey, Idris, honey, you could come lay on my couch.
Oh!
Anytime.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Jesse.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, y'all, looks like Idris Elba had to turn to therapy to help him break an unhealthy habit.
Uh-oh.
So this fine specimen of a man on a recent podcast, he shared that he's been in therapy for over a year trying to break his workaholic habit. He said, wait, HK, I can't get this accent together. Can you do it?
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could work 10 days on a film, underwater sequences, hold them in breath for 6 minutes, and come back and sit in the studio, feel relaxed, more so than sitting on a sofa with the family. This is the part where I've got to normalize what makes me relax. It can't be all work.
Can we just acknowledge how good that Idris is?
For your consideration.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, somebody. But I'm just wondering, like, damn, like, you know, Hunch and his wife didn't relax. I'm like, you know what?
Usually it's a job, man.
It's a different thing.
Because you got to complete, you want to make sure the person gets what they need to get out of it. And sometimes when you got a full plate, a full schedule, that you add, like, the dynamics of a family life to it, it's a lot sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Really? So in essence, you said art to imitate life?
Yeah. Well, we didn't say that, but that is a quote that's popular.
People say that.
What that mean?
I was asking Headcrack. I mean, is that what he does?
I mean, it's a grind. I'm a pleaser. Really? You know what I mean? Okay. So when you go
I'm a pleaser
out for the
too, Headcrack.
I know that's right. We know, Cunningalus Queen.
Condoleezza. Baby, you gonna get that Condoleezza tonight?
I mean, because she looks like she could be sexless. I mean, she just stands there and, you know.
What's a sexless look?
That's it right here.
Right here.
That's why he's so shady. Coming in here grumpy.
Go ahead, Handcrack.
Yo, moving on. Looks like Lil Baby has had enough of being involved in the Blueface of Chrisean Rock drama. So, Baby recently went on X to break his silence about Blue's claims that he attempted to woo Chrisean when they met at a party back in February. And he tweeted, "I ain't with all the trolling stuff. I be laughing at certain stuff, but I now stop playing. I ain't never tried to talk to no Chrisean. Please stop attaching my name to that. I seen her at a party and told her some real She knows I never try to talk to her."
That's exactly how he talks.
Like he's reading something for the first time.
Right. That's kinda like...
Oh, wow. Now, Lil Baby's comments arrived shortly after Chrisean tweeted he was a real one in response to Blueface taunting her by praising her sister with whom she's been at odds with. Petty party.
Y'all ever like subscribe to something by accident? Unsubscribe, but the charge still keeps hitting your account.
Oh yeah, Jim.
This is how I feel about that. I've never subscribed to this, but I know so much, and I be trying to avoid it, but it always comes back to me, and I feel like that's how I feel, and Lil Baby probably feels like that, and a lot of people feel like this. I just don't understand.
It's like it's like racism. You try to avoid it, but just it's there.
Like I don't get it. I really just don't get it.
It just sneaks up and hangs out on your couch.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Yeah. No, we don't have any seats for you.
And the thing is, like, they really keep using Lil Baby's name over and over again. And, like, the man is like, yo, I don't know y'all like that. Like,
well, why are they using his name?
Because Lil Baby's, like, one of the biggest rappers right now.
Yeah. So it's bringing them more attention.
Yeah. Y'all got a baby. Shouldn't y'all be somewhere taking care of the baby? The baby fresh. The baby still got placenta on.
They worried about the wrong baby.
They got a little baby.
Oh, that Joy Chavez, honey, got her man's name tatted in a particular spot, and we'll decide if it's a tattoo or a tattoo. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for...
Tattoos or Tattoo?
Okay, child, it looks like Joy Chavez has broke the chains of Future and got herself a new boo. So the Shade Room recently posted a photo of Joy with a new back tattoo. It's the name of her NFL player boyfriend, Trayvon Diggs. Honey, check this out, baby.
Hold on, where's the tattoo there?
Right there. Like, you can see it coming down on top. Yeah, those little letters. Trayvon also has her name tatted on his wrist. But what do y'all think, y'all? Do y'all think her tattoo is a tattoo or a tattoo?
Yo, can we get that big photo? Yeah. Can we go back to the other photo?
You just want to see her ass.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, but also for context, this is how, like, look how little his name is.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I think, honey, that's kind of tacky, though, because it's letting people know he's a backdoor guy.
Oh.
I don't like that. I mean, when you do it on the back, think about it. Now, come on, Jesse. That's not a good look.
I think it's cute because I think it's discreet. I think it's not, like, ridiculously big and annoying, like, across her stomach or just, like, super big. If she needs to get it covered up later, she can put a little vine right there and it'll connect right to the flower.
Period.
I like it.
Period.
I like
but
it.
But what if the relationship don't work out, right? Then somebody else is back there, you know, purveying
no,
the lawn, and then you see that name in fine print.
It's so
and then
small. It's hard to she gets small. It covered up. It's easy to get it covered.
Would it bother you to be with somebody who had their ex's name visibly tattooed on him still?
That like, it hasn't come off.
Yes.
It hasn't come off?
Yeah.
Yeah, immediately.
You shouldn't really get nobody's name big on you. If you're going to get it like this, discreet, unless you're going to be with them forever.
Or be a really good liar. That's my granduncle. Yeah, like nothing that no one's going to fact check or research. Like nobody know about nobody granduncle.
Exactly.
Like,
period.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.